Blog Talk Radio.
If I have to sing a song and sing it on my own, Lord, I'd sing it for you. If I have to ring my bell and no one else would care, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, you get the glory, 'cause it was all for you. If I follow your commands and help my fellow man, Lord, it's all for you. It's all. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. My brothers and sisters, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm the host with the most. I'm thankful for each and every one of you all that tuned into this show. It is my prayer that each and every one of you are inspired, encouraged by what I'm saying in this 1 hour of power. What we're trying to do here is raise awareness of the need to go get our brothers and sisters that's on the streets. I don't know about you, but it constantly concerns me how we can often overlook the fact that so many people are worse off than us. Crime is at an all-time high because no one is showing our younger brothers the love that they deserve. Each one of them are God's creatures, man, and they're made in his image. And each one of them possess the breath of life that we all do. So when we see one of them in need, we see one of them going the wrong direction, we should love them enough, man, to pull them up. That's what we call it here in Chicago. We call it pulling up our brothers, not leaving them down by the wayside, encouraging them and helping them in any way we can. God has given me an anointing. I'm sure you feel it on this radio show. This anointing is to bring us together, and it's letting us know that God co-signs what I'm saying. You all see the news. You know that it's a need for us to get involved. We can't sit back complicit and allow society to destroy itself. It's about God's movement. It's about love. It's about compassion and concern. So many of my little brothers, man, I talk to them and speak to them here in the city. And when I talk to them, they're so encouraged and enlightened that an older brother, a brother that's been on the journey, cares enough to even intervene in situations that they have going on. A lot of times they get involved in things. And all it would take is a solid, compassionate mind and input to sway them away from whatever course they were going to take that could have caused them penitentiary drama. It's just a fact of love, man. It's a fact of concern. And it's God's will for us, man. It's not a holy thing. I'm just another brother. But I come from the city and we real here. And we don't believe in leaving no one behind. And God gave me a second chance. So I want to do all I can to give everyone a second chance that they deserve as well. That's what it's about, man. That's what this show is about. I thank God for everyone that tunes in to this show. And I pray that you can feel the anointing that God has given me to bring us together in camaraderie. So we can all diligently go get our brothers and sisters. Donate at my website, revgreensmusic.com. You can go there and purchase every song. They're only $3 downloads. $3, I picked the Trinity number, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. $3 downloads and $10 for all the songs. And there's 7 songs of encouragement on there. They're all testimonies of how God took a nothing like me and gave me. And I'm using the proceeds that you all donate and that you purchase my songs with. And once I've established the amount necessary, I'm going back to get our little brothers by buying a 90,000 square foot building. We'll gut it and have the young men learn professional trades under professional contractors. This is not something that anybody can do. God has given me the vision. And now I'm crying out to my brothers and sisters that love God like me. Come aboard and help me in going to get our loved ones that's under attack on the streets. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother, the host with the most, because I got info from God. The phone number to call in is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. We'll be back with a message of prayer. And until then, you can't lose with the God we use. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. And I'm trying to do one thing, and that is put a power hour out here and raise awareness of the necessity for us to go get God's people. I love you, and God loves you more. And you know how I know? Because every time you've called him, he came. Every time you were in a down situation, he showed up. That means it's a perfect record of him getting involved in every endeavor that took you almost to turmoil and to defeat, destruction. God stepped in and made a way out of no way. And that's proof alone that he loves you. Each and every one of you that's under the sound of my voice, all over this world, the four corners of this earth, God loves you. And because of that, I love you as well. Because we're all just doing one thing. We're going down this journey of life. And it's like one big road. I wrote a song a couple of years back called Traveling, because that's exactly what we're doing. Y'all check it out.
Traveling through this old world, I've had some rough times like you, but we made it through. Lord, me and you never gave up on me, and I'm traveling. Many were lost on the trail, some leaving earth on a major scale, but you blessed me to stay. I'm here today, it's only because of your grace that I'm traveling.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. Man, I want to thank you and each and every one of you all for listening in to the radio show. It's a positive show. We're putting a positive hour in the atmosphere 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5 p.m. I want you all to know that there's an agenda behind this show. It's not just a fictitious show. It's not just made to fulfill an hour of time, but it's made mainly to raise awareness and to ask each and every one of you all, let's get involved in going to get God's people on the streets. We all have loved ones that's still out there. I don't know about you, but I concern myself with other folks' disposition because I realize from my journey that a lot of their dispositions was me. And if not, it could be me because life is a roller coaster. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. You never know what position you'll be in. You never know what your disposition it will be on any given day. But the one thing that you do understand is that any disposition could be you because there has been times that you've been up and down, then you see someone down. It's nothing to look at strange. It's just to understand that they're having a situation that you could have had or that you have had. And how would you wanted him to treat you if it were you? Put yourself in the other man's shoes. Realize that anybody's disposition could be you. And we'll pray that God gives them strength to hold on. Because, man, as you know in the Bible, weeping endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. We want to be God's hands down here. We want to assist God in bringing this love thing together. Why? Because God is a spirit. We're physical. We can physically show each other the love and support that we need. It's not a holy moly thing. It's not a lust love, crazy love show. No, this is just common compassion. The same thing that each one of us want and require when we're in trouble. We want someone to be commonly compassionate with us. We want someone to understand our disposition. Well, it doesn't take a brain scientist to understand that a person holding a sign on the side of the road is having a problem in this journey of life. It's not hard to understand that a little young individual that you see standing on the corner asking for change, he's not. That doesn't take a brain scientist to realize that this young man has a situation that he needs some assistance on. Doesn't take that at all. We have to understand God wants us to love each other as ourselves. And with that in mind, we have to love our neighbors the same way we would want for someone to love us. And that's what we all live on, is God's love. And with that, God will step in, change this situation. If we just start doing the actions for faith without work, is dead. So praying and falling out in prayer, that's nice. That's a powerful tool in its own entity. But in faith, faith requires work. So we can't just pray. We have to do action. We can't just talk love. We have to show love. We can't just look at a situation and pray that it gets better. We have to get out there and roll up our sleeves and get involved. Together, we can go and set the captives free. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. As you know, that song's an inspiration in its own sense. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you all that are listening. It is my prayer that this show, man, be used for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to bring awareness to the necessity of us getting involved, God's people. For those of you who don't know, this is Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. God bless you. Bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most, your brother from another mother. We're going to keep it moving with music of inspiration and raising awareness of my people that we have to go back and get our brothers and sisters on the streets. Because God knows that each one of us have family members that are still out there. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to get them. And I need the love and support from each one of you. And you know we all bear the same testimony as Marvin Sapp. Never could have made it without God. God bless you. Stay encouraged.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I'm
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without
you. I remember when I was young. Shoot a man.
You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother, your host with the most. The phone number you can call is 646-595-2105 to get in and join the show and help in putting the positive hour in the atmosphere so that we can reap what we sow. God bless you. Love you, Rev. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Man, listen, the phone number to call in is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock. Just 1 hour at the beginning of the week, 1 hour on hump day Wednesday, and 1 hour at the ending of the week on Friday. We'll be encouraging, inspiring, listening to new artists, talking about positive topics, and doing nothing but putting 1 hour of positive in the atmosphere. Come join me in this anointed journey to go back and get God's people, our brothers and sisters out on the streets. There's a lot of individuals that need our helping hand and need more than our conversation. They need a loving, helping hand from each and every one of us. I'm leading the charge, and I'm asking you to follow. Go to my website, Rev Greens Music. That's Rev Greens with the S, music.com. And donate. There's a donate button there. And also purchase all 7 of my anointed songs. 7 songs are $3 a download. To buy all 7 songs is $10 for all 7, the super package, the super 7. Purchase all the songs. Donate on the website. Help me in this movement as I raise proceeds. Our plans is to purchase the first 90,000 square foot building 5 stories high. Have it gutted and the construction work done by 250 of our young men on the streets. And they'll be earning wage, working, learning a professional trade. And then 4 hours mandatory GED. We're going to put all of them back together again and then present them to society with a relationship with God and watch our society change. Watch how positive everything turns. I'm asking you all for your love, your support, and financial support. Donate, again, revgreensmusic.com. There's a donate button on there. You can purchase all of my songs there. Your purchases will all go toward this ministry. Going to get God's people. I'm going to keep raising the awareness and crying out over this radio show and all over until I get everyone to understand that it's God's desire that we love each other as we love ourselves. And that means leave no man behind because we wouldn't want a person to leave us behind. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I love you. But God loves you most. God bless you real good. Right now, moving on along with the show toward the ending of this positive hour we've been planning. I got a dear friend of mine, looks like on the line here. And I want to bring him in, man, to grace your audience and let you all know what he's doing, his positive support in this endeavor. He's my brother from another mother. Come on, Mr. Andre, music man, come on.
Hello, 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 Reverend Green, and everybody that's in my voice that's on the line. God bless everybody. You know, here again, my name's Andre Williams, music man. I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio. My album is called Permission. I have a total of 21 songs and a total of maybe 35 songs that's on the internet and abroad for my upcoming album. One thing I would like to say is that always invite the Holy Spirit to lead your decisions and emotions today. The Holy Spirit is a healing spirit. When the Holy Spirit is present, anything is possible. And this is what Reverend Green is doing. And everyone that's part of Reverend Green and what he's doing, he's trying to raise money for the buildings and everything else. He's helping a lot of the homeless people and trying to get people on the right track. And we do appreciate him for all the things that he is doing. That you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, pray not only because you need something. You know, don't just pray because you want something, but because you have a lot to be thankful for that God has given you. You know, one thing I will also say is that the Holy Roman Empire, neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. And as Reverend continued with his spiritual quotes about life, healing, and let your faith be bigger than your fears. Here again, this is Andre Williams, music man from Chicago. I'm on Reverb Nation, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Tidal, because we definitely had to be on Tidal because Jay-Z is one of the black owners of one of the most streaming internet services in the world. So we definitely had to have our music on that also. I am an R&B artist, and along with Reverend Green, with gospel and everything that he's doing, you know, we have come together because my lyrics and my songs are positive. It's about love, it's about relationships. Just like back in the old days, it's like Teddy Pendergrass, Marvin Gaye. You know, we're trying to keep it on that level. Whereas you can give that song to your wife, or your wife can give it to her husband, and the kids can listen to it, and they say, oh, I like that song. And that's why we're keeping it moving in a positive way. So, Reverend Green, I want to tell you, you know, thank you very much for having us. We all love you, and we all going to continue to support. And everybody in my voice, you know, he is on a mission, a God's mission, and that is to continue to lift people up and to make sure that everyone have a better life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
God bless you, brother Andre. That's Andre the Music Man. Man, you guys go check him out, Reverb Nation. He's top 10 in the Reverb Nation. The man's moving up and his music is phenomenal. It's all about love. It's all about positive stuff. And let me tell you something. God is about love and about positive. And that's why I can relate to any form of R&B as long as it's not degrading, bringing down women. Andre is a finesse. He's more in the era of Luther Vandross and those guys, you know, that really sang for those that really know Eddie Kendricks and that type of sound. He just has a beautiful sound. His music is phenomenal. Y'all check him out. That's Andre the Music Man. You could go check him out on Reverb Nation, man. And I tell you what, man, you'll be pleased with his music. We thank God for Andre, man. He's a positive brother again out of the city. I'm calling on my brothers from the city. Man, let's make a difference. We have enough right here in Chicago that we can get these donations going to RevGreensMusic.com. And, man, let's go ahead and get this foundation going. If anybody have any questions pertaining to this foundation or any information about it, the itinerary and such, contact me directly, Rev Green. The phone number you can reach me at is 773-290-3851. That's 773-290-3851. Direct. And call me if you have some input on how to get these funds that we can go get God's people. And then go to my website, purchase my songs, RevGreensMusic.com. That's RevGreensMusic.com. And then you can purchase the songs for $3 downloads. Every song you purchase, you're becoming a part of the solution. You can purchase all 7 songs for $10. All those 7 songs are inspired by God. They're anointed, they're humble, they're testimonies, and they're supportive testimonies that can help you on life's journeys. And those songs, man, were written from my heart. And those are my first songs. I have plenty of more music that I'm going to be doing. But this is starting the fire, and I'm asking you to support me now. And I guarantee you we'll be a part of the solution together. Because it's all about going to get God's people, and I will continue until the process is initiated. God bless you real good. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. And I just want to tell my brothers that's out on the streets, man, if you just do one thing, hold on. Because God will make a way out of no way. And right now, we're going to continue to push until we find all the necessities that we need to get God's people free. Set the Captives Free Foundation. That's what it's about.
Because it's painful.
bless you. God bless you. This is Rev. I had to cut that short, but I want you to know to hold on, young soldiers. We have a few minutes left in the show. Not even a few minutes. I want to get a prayer through. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's involved. I thank you for Music Man Andre. I thank you for Sister Rhodes. I thank you for Whippa. I thank you for all of those individuals. Father, I thank you for Daryl. I thank you for Mike. I thank you for each and every person that tunes into this show. Lord, I thank you for, Father, the audience that's available. I'm asking that you expand the information. Allow me to spread the word and bring up awareness, Lord, of the need of us to show the love that you give to each and every one of us. Father, bless all those under the sound of my voice to be encouraged to make a difference, to help somebody that's worse off than them. Bring us together, Lord, on one accord. And Father, we'll do the just to do all of the work that's necessary down here on earth to bring your people back to your love. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Bless your heart. God bless you all. Amen.